Shio friends, it's Shiashi. On March 1st, 2022, in a Facebook post, President Nez of the Navajo Nation offered his condolences to the family of Jamie Yazzie in a statement that read, quote, "Today, the Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez, Division of Public Safety Executive Director Jesse Delmar, and Criminal Investigations Director Michael Henderson offer their condolences to the family and relatives of Jamie Lynette Yazzie, a member of the Navajo Nation who went missing in June 2019. Sadly, the family was recently informed that she had been located and was deceased. We continue to pray for the family and friends of Jamie. With the recent development, we are hopeful that we are a step closer to providing closure for the family so they can continue to heal. Our law enforcement and criminal investigators continue to offer their support to the FBI to bring justice for Jamie and her loved ones." End quote. It was reported in February, President Nez had met with the relatives of Jamie Yazzie to provide information and answer questions from her loved ones. So you may have guessed by now that we're bringing you a mini episode early this week, and we're really doing it for two major reasons. I wanted to talk about this case because there's been an update, and because I wanted to make sure that as many people as possible knew about this case, so that we can see in real time how the investigation progresses. We wanted to be able to provide some information about what's going on right now, because we want everyone to be clear that all of our MMIWs are real people, people who matter. And we want to help bring more awareness to her story as her family now grapples with the process of finding out the who and the why. Who killed Jamie Yazzie and why? For this story, we're headed back to the Navajo Nation and to the state of Arizona. Arizona has the third highest number of missing or murdered Indigenous women and girls in urban areas in the United States, according to a report by the Urban Indian Health Institute. It was announced in February this year, just last month, that the remains of Jamie Yazzie were discovered. Officials have said that her remains were found on the Hopi Reservation in November of last year and did not indicate where on the reservation they were located. Now, from my understanding, the Hopi Reservation does lie within the boundaries of the Navajo Nation in Arizona, and this location wasn't too far off from where Jamie was last seen. Jamie Yazzie was 31 years old when she went missing in June 2019. She was last seen in Pinon, Arizona, within the boundaries of the Navajo Nation. By all accounts, Jamie was seen as a hardworking mother of three young boys. She was a medical assistant with dreams to further her education and become a nurse. She was described as dedicated and known to be very, very reliable. It was reported that Jamie was also involved in a tumultuous relationship with her boyfriend that was seemingly getting worse in the days leading up to her disappearance. Some of the sources I found describe the following details differently, so I'm going to be using for this episode information from the public Facebook group Help Bring Jamie Yazzie Home, but I will also have other sources listed in the show notes as well. Jamie was last seen on June 30th, 2019. She had a fight with her boyfriend and had called a family member to talk about it. That same day, she was spotted in the passenger side of a vehicle with her boyfriend driving. This would be the last known sighting of Jamie. The next day, she would not show up for work. Her coworkers were extremely concerned because this was not like Jamie. She wasn't the type to just not show up for work. And it wasn't just her coworkers that were worried. During this time, Jamie's mother was helping with the children, serving as a caregiver so that Jamie could go to work. The circumstances of how they worked out the child care wasn't clear to me, but from my understanding, Jamie's mother kept the children in her home so that Jamie could work, and Jamie would come visit them several times a week. When she couldn't reach Jamie after a few days, she began to worry, even stopping by the health center where Jamie worked to check on her. She was told by someone who worked there that Jamie just wasn't there that day. On July 5th, a coworker was driving to work and spotted Jamie's car, a silver Pontiac G6, less than a mile from the health center. Jamie was reported missing that same day by both her coworkers and her family. Now, a search began right away, but the area where her car was found turned up nothing. Then things got a little weird. They also couldn't find Jamie's boyfriend. He was supposedly the last person Jamie was seen with, but according to Medium.com, when Jamie's family tried to search the area where he lives, the boyfriend's family claimed harassment and ordered them to stay off their land. The boyfriend, who is not named, was eventually found in hiding in a housing addition and was arrested on unrelated charges. Medium.com also states that the boyfriend has never officially been labeled as a suspect or a person of interest, but one has to wonder why he was hiding in the first place. Now, there's a lot of missing factors and pieces in this case. And I know if I'm questioning things, you guys probably are too. Like the boyfriend. Why was he hiding? Was he questioned? What's happening now that her remains have been found? Why did the worker at the health center not relay to Jamie's mother that Jamie had not been to work all week? So many whys with so few answers. The problem is, most news articles all say the same things. Not much is known about Jamie aside from the fact that she was ambitious, she loved her kids, and was working hard to provide for them. She was a person with dreams to become a nurse, and sadly it sounds like she was someone in a domestic violence situation. Since any time a relationship is described as tumultuous, it sends up a flurry of red flags. If anything, I'm so happy she was found, that her family can finally lay her to rest. Even though this wasn't the outcome the family wanted, and the investigation is still ongoing, and the fact that there's still very little information out there, we want you to remember Jamie Yazzie. Follow her story. Say her name. And remember that she has three little boys out there who are now having to come to terms with the fact that whatever little hope they had left in finding their mother alive is gone. Let's keep her story out there, and let's continue to fight alongside her family to ensure justice for Jamie Yazzie. The FBI still has a $5,000 reward in effect for information leading to an arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for her death. Special Agent in Charge Sean Cole said last year, quote, "We hope this reward will encourage anyone with information to come forward and do the right thing. We are committed to bring justice to Jamie Yazzie, her family, friends, and the entire Pinyon community." End quote. Anyone with information about her disappearance and or death, please call the FBI at 623-466-1999 or the Chinle Police Department at 928-674-2111. You can also submit a tip online at tips.fbi.gov. We'll be back with a brand new full episode on March 21st. In the meantime, for links to information found for this episode, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at We Are Resilient Podcast. Send us an email at weareresilientpod@gmail.com or visit us at www.war-podcast.com. Shki.